Well, hello, Pinkies. It's the Faye Driver. You're listening to the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast, and it is freezing. It's not actually freezing, but it's cold. And we are going... Oh, I got the air conditioning on. Oh, let's turn that off. Turn the heat up. Just got to back out of the garage here. Just give me 1 second. I like to do this and pay attention in case I smash into the side of the wall. Okay, so we are doing what? We are going, of course, we're going for breakfast with the Batgirl. And then what do we always do? We always go shopping. Right, you're catching on. So I'm going to go meet the Batgirl. Then we're going to go do a little bit of shopping. And then I'm going to come home and I'm going to work around the house. And lots of things to talk about today. But I don't know if we'll have time because... Sorry about the scratching there. Because we got to go... We have a lot of stops to make. So it's going to be another one of these stop, go, stop, go, stop, go. So for now, let us just go. So it's actually somewhat dry and overcast, but blue sky poking through the clouds kind of a day. Oops, I left. Oh, there's mail. Mail in the front yard there. I left the light on. Do you get sick of my little weather updates? It's how I like to start the day, you know. I want you to know what we're dealing with here. Can you hear the sand and gravel? Because we had a big snowfall here about a week ago, maybe 6 days or something like that. And, of course, they sanded the crap out of everything. So there's lots of sand on the road. So I need to talk about the gayest show ever. Now, I know you Americanos, you've probably already been through this and have seen this, and we're just getting it in Canada. Like, we usually get it a month or 2 months behind you. But my most favoriteest, gayest show on earth is Project Runway. I don't know what season we're into now. Maybe Project Runway 5 or 6. But I just love that show. I think it's the gayest show ever. And you know what else? Oh, I just love it. Because those faggy designers are so gay. I just love them. Like Mondo. Is that his name? Mondo. The guy who was wearing the little shorts and a wife beater shirt. Oh, he's so gay. I just love him. And there's this one guy on this, I think his name is Michael. He always wears like a bandana on his head. Like, get rid of the bandana. Like, what are you thinking? You're a designer. You're a style. This is not a good look, wearing a bandana. He wears a bandana all the time. He's always got a bandana on his head, like some kind of a maid hat or something. It's not 1930, man, and you're not a woman, you're a boy. Anyway, he got kicked off on the episode that I'm on right now, so I guess we won't need to look at his stupid bandana anymore. And Tim Gunn is so funny. Don't you think Tim Gunn, I just love Tim Gunn. I think he's just the most wonderful man. He's so funny too. Quick, he's very quick-witted, that guy. What did he say? This kid with the bandana was making this dress and he said, I just don't want it to look like a school marm who's beating her children with a ruler. And that was pretty funny. Tim Gunn laughs, and then he says, well, yeah, but maybe that's the other side of her. Oh, I just thought it was so hilarious. So anyway, I love Project Runway. And you know what's really sad is Amy and Bay are not out there, Amy and Bay from the Grits to Glitz podcast. Where are you, girls? We need you back. I need your take on the Project Runway show. Amy and Bay from the Grits to Glitz podcast, which I was turned on to actually by Rob Lindley and Sarah Davis from How Much Do We Love. Isn't this interesting, the circle of people and podcasts you go through to find these things? So anyway, Grits to Glitz, Amy and Bay, they used to do this great, Project Runway after show and talk about Project Runway. So I really miss them. I wish they would come back to podcasting. They must be very busy or going through some very terrible or rough times or something. And the other neat thing is that Amy and Bay introduced me to Bridget. Bridget from Emergency Pants. Hi, Bridget! So, I missed Amy and Bay. So I might have to do my own Project Runway podcast. I don't know. Anyway, I won't talk about Project Runway. Project Runway too much more. What do I want to talk to you about? I want to talk to you about Big Fatty. Big Fatty. You let me down, Big Fatty. You didn't tell us about the big run starting until just this week. I missed the first episode of the big run. What were you doing? You were busy with your horror shows or something. You didn't let us know in time. Yeah, I missed the first episode. Not a big deal, although I think I caught up. I think I got the gist of it. I think I understand what's going on. It's all the old guard, all the famous or likable people on the show. I'm not going to talk about reality TV, but I am a reality TV junkie. I will tell you that. I do like my reality TV. Such as Project Runway. Except, have you noticed, like, some of these shows are so, they're, like, I feel like I'm clenched in my chair, like, white-knuckling. Like, some of these shows are really horrible. Now, I don't watch this show, but all these Real Housewives of such and such, how many are there? There's got to be 6 or 8 of them now. But you're in, like, constant shock mode. Every 10 seconds, there's something a little more horrifying or creepy or people being so horrible to each other. Like, it just creeps me out. I don't watch the Real Housewives show because I just shake my head through the whole thing. It just creeps me out. Those people are so fucked up. But it is fun to, I think it's fun to watch the train wreck aspect of it. Like, it's so horrifying. I don't get it. I mean, I understand why we're drawn to it, but it's very horrifying if you ask me. I am kind of looking forward to, though, speaking about reality TV and the American, I'm watching American Idol. I promised that I wouldn't watch American Idol. And I'm actually watching it. Oh, what am I doing? One good thing about American Idol is you can watch it on fast forward and you can just zip through the people you don't like. So I'm doing that. But David That Blue Jeans Guy and Ramble Redhead, RambleRedhead.com, are going to be doing their American Idol after show podcast as well, I think. So I think I'm going to look forward to what David, That Blue Jeans Guy, and Ramble had to say. Maybe I'll do that. So I got some feedback from my last episode. A couple of people. KC in Denver. Thank you very much for the picture. KC in Denver sent me this really goofy-looking motorcycle rider. Riding this bike that had handlebars. This is like a Harley Davidson motorcycle chopper sort of a thing. Like you know, what you'd see on the reality TV show American Chopper, or what's another one? Those bonehead idiot people, the son and the father and the two sons. Orange County Choppers or something, whatever it's called, who knows, I don't care. Anyway, one of these motorcycles with handlebars like 6 feet tall, so this guy, this motorcycle rider, I'm going to put it on my show art so you can all see, so just look at your iPhone, everybody, and you can see this stupid motorcycle with 6 foot long handlebars. And the guy's like got his arms way up high, like he's doing some kind of cheer or something. He has to hang on to this motorcycle. It's ridiculous. Just ridiculous. How's he supposed to do any kind of emergency maneuver? He can barely control the thing, I'm sure. So anyway, thank you, Casey in Denver, for sending me that shot. And I also got a message from... I'm just trying to get into my Pink Wheel Nuts email so I can see who's been sending me. Eric sent me a message about NPR, and he confirms that they have dropped National Public Radio because they want to become more mainstream, like the mainstream networks such as NBC and ABC and all those other ones. So... thank you, Eric. Eric is also known as Evoke One, which is a very cool name. At least I hope it's Evoke One. It could be Evoquan, but I think it's probably Evoke One. So, hello, and thank you for the emails. All right, so I'm at my first destination. I'm going to have to hang up on y'all. And I'll touch base with you in a minute. Okay, I'm back. So I just had a horrible breakfast, but I survived. I had better. But in any case, I'm finished with the Batgirl. We had a lovely breakfast. Well, she had a lovely breakfast. I had slop, had a nice chat, talked about our dogs. Now I am off to IKEA, Scandi IKEA. So you know what happens around our house? We never have bowls. We're always out of bowls. Mr. Anderson must use 5 bowls a day or something. I don't know. It's like he eats cereal like it's going out of style or something. I'm not quite sure. Anyway, I'm almost thinking about getting myself a stash of paper bowls to hide so that when I want to have a bowl of cereal, there's actually a bowl. Because the bowls are always either in the dishwasher or... I don't know what... Does this happen to you? Like, how come there's never any bowls? I just don't... It's very frustrating for me. Here we go. Okay. On, we're off. It's too hot in here. Let me turn the heat down. Okay, well, I am almost at my destination here. I think that might be it for today. We'll have a little shorty podcast. Tomorrow is my birthday, people. Maybe you've already heard about it on the Big Fat One show. But, and hopefully, kind of hoping that I can sneak away and go for a nice drive tomorrow on my birthday. Don't you think that'd be a nice present? That's all I really want out of life. I just want to drive my cars and touch them and polish them and clean them and and caress them. Anyway, yeah, wish me a happy birthday. And thanks to all you emailers and commenters for sending me the things you send, messages, and what have you. And do take care. See you next time. Bye-bye.